The Florida Coastal and Ocean Coalition today gave the Sunshine State a mixed grade for its efforts the past 2 years to reverse the decline of ocean and coastal resources. In 2005, the Florida legislature passed the Oceans and Coastal Resources Act to advance what it saw as Florida's responsibility to be a national leader on oceans and coastal protection. In 2006, the coalition released a report entitled Florida's Coastal and Ocean Future, a Blueprint for Economic and Environmental Leadership, setting forth recommendations to policymakers. Joe Murphy is with the Gulf Coast Restoration Network, one of several groups that helped produce the new report. He tells WMNF why the state was given a D in terms of keeping offshore drilling away from Florida's coasts, despite the fact that there hasn't been any drilling here.
Well, the reason that Florida got such a low grade is that, unfortunately, last year, you know, what had been 20 to 25 years of precedent for Florida's governor, legislature, congressional delegation, you know, all those entities being uniformly opposed to drilling off the coast of Florida and actively working to protect Florida's coast. Last year, we saw that change. We saw a number of Florida's elected leaders change their position on that issue. We saw a number of the members of our congressional delegation change their position on that issue. And so what happened was, you know, while Congress is in the middle of debating whether or not to end moratoriums or open up Florida to offshore drilling, you know, a lot of our senior elected officials or a lot of Florida's leaders changed their position, and that sent a very dangerous signal to Congress that all of a sudden Florida was in play and that we would accept drilling here. And that's clearly not the case when you look at the public. So that's the reason Florida got such a poor grade, is, you know, when push came to shove last year in a crunch time, when we needed people to step up in terms of our elected leaders and vocally protect Florida from calls for drilling off our coast, a number of them did not do so. Now, what we're hoping is that with a new administration in Washington and with a little bit of time to reflect on that, we're going to see a change in that. You know, we're hopeful that a lot of folks who were supporting offshore drilling last year really will think through the climate change impact, the economic and environmental risk, and will you know, kind of go back to the previous position they had, which was that we should not allow expanded oil or gas drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. And, you know, and not only is it the case that last year a lot of folks changed their minds on that, and that hurt Florida, but there's actually legislation that's in the legislature right now that will be, you know, starting tomorrow, that would actually ask the governor and ask the members of Florida's congressional delegation to go even farther in weakening protections for offshore drilling. So, you know, not only is there a D for what happened last year, but we're concerned that so far it doesn't seem to look any better this year.
Now, a very good grade that you did distribute here is an A-, I believe it is, in reducing global warming pollution. Governor Chris has certainly received a lot of plaudits from environmentalists for his moves since he's been in office the last 2 years. Is this where the state gets this high grade?
Yep. Governor Chris has done a really incredible job being a real leader on environmental issues, everything from Florida Forever to manatees to protecting seagrass. And one area where he's really distinguished himself, in addition to those, is the issue of climate change. We feel like Florida has made real strides going forward to address not only the causes of climate change, but to start preparing for the impact. And to be honest, the only reason it wasn't an outright A and that it ended up being an A minus is we feel like the legislature, to a certain extent, drugged their feet a little bit last year, implementing some of the governor's proposals. We think that'll hopefully change this year. But Governor Chris should get full credit for really emerging as one of the national leaders on the issue of addressing and preparing for climate change. And we feel like that if the governor continues on that path, which, you know, we're sure that he will, Florida's going to be even better suited with a new administration in Washington to continue to be a real leader on protecting our coastlines and our oceans from climate change.